There's been more violence today in Thailand. On the streets of the capital, Bangkok, protesters continue their campaign to bring down the government. For 8 days now, thousands of people have occupied or besieged government offices, trying to unseat Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat. Today, protesters tried to overrun and occupy the symbolic seat of power, Government House, but police thwarted the move with tear gas and rubber-coated bullets. Demonstrators vow to keep at it until the government falls. Yingluck says she's willing to talk, but she will not step down. For more on this, we're joined by reporter Michael Sullivan in Bangkok. And Michael, it said this protest is more about the prime minister's brother than about the present government. How's that?
That's right. It's Groundhog Day here in Thailand. In 2006, Robert, protesters in Bangkok turned out in big numbers to demand the resignation of then Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat. He's Yingluck's older brother, and they accused him of corruption and abuse of power. And when he didn't step down, the army stepped in and removed him and then wrote a new constitution aimed at keeping Thaksin and his kind out of power, but it didn't work. He fled the country in 2008 after his conviction on corruption charges. He remains hugely popular among the rural majority and the urban poor. The opposition says Yingluck, his sister, is just her brother's puppet that he's Skyping it in from exile in Dubai. But I have to stress this, it's a minority effort to unseat the current democratically elected government, and it's still about him. They hate him, full stop.
As you say, there's been a history of political violence in Thailand. What is this government's strategy in response to these protests?
Extremely cautious, because they don't know where to go next, because they know that if they use excessive force against the protesters, then that will give the army has a tradition here of engineering coups. They've had 18 coup attempts here in the last several decades. And the army could step in case the police actually move against the protesters in a very determined way. And the army can then say, okay, we've done what we need to do to restore the order here and to maintain Thailand as a country and to maintain the monarchy. Let's not forget the idea of the monarchy, which is very important here. So Yingluck Shinawat and her government have to be very careful not to use excessive force against the demonstrators, because if they do that, then the army could find an excuse to step in.
And Michael, you mentioned the Thai monarchy. Have the royals taken any position on all of this? Are they seen as partisan to one side or the other?
Absolutely no response from the monarchy. All they say in very general terms is that Thailand should be a peaceful country and we should resolve all our problems peacefully. But the king is 86 years old, or will soon be 86 years old. He'll actually be 86 on Thursday. And there is some question about the succession here and the Thai politics, the monarchy, very sensitive subject here. So it's unclear where the monarchy stands on this issue. But in the past, frankly, in 2008 and 2006, they were seen as siding very much with the army on the side against Thaksin.
Well, the protesters have set a deadline for the prime minister to go. She says she's not going anywhere. Is the violence likely to increase in that case?
I have absolutely no idea. But with a deadline looming, I have doubts whether things will be peaceful. I think given what happened on Sunday and given what happened again today, I think the demonstrators are probably going to ratchet up their efforts in the next 2 days before the king's birthday to try to get Yingluck to capitulate. Whether she does or doesn't, unclear at this point.
It's Michael Sullivan reporting from Bangkok. Michael, thanks.
You're welcome, Robert.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.